Michael Bublé, Cry Me a River. It's Clyde's Morning Glory with Sophie. Coming up to 10 to 8 and have MasterChef winner Lisa Faulkner from yesterday's chat with her. She's obviously also the star of Holby City and Spooks. So, of course, she won MasterChef and there must be some foodie stuff in her future. So that's what we got chatting about. I was asking, I was talking on Twitter yesterday that you were coming on and Tracy was saying, can you ask her, is she A, opening a restaurant, B, writing a cookery book, or C, doing a TV cooking show? Because I want to see her cooking again.
Ah, thank you. I'm cooking next week. I'm cooking at the MasterChef pop-up restaurant.
Yes.
And I'm hoping there's a book, but I can't say any more yet. But it's exciting.
How exciting. That's
brilliant.
There's
a couple of really exciting cooking things that have come up, which I really want to do. And one of them being this, which I've joined up with Hotpoint to launch this campaign for cooking confidence, to get more people into the kitchen and just giving it a go. Because we're all so nervous about cooking. And I think it's really important to get in there and just give it a try.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I mean, I think more than anything, watching them, we've been watching MasterChef The Professionals this week.
Oh,
and I know you've been there on the sofa as well.
Oh.
And it just, the thought of the boring eyes of Michelle Roux and Monica, like they just, it must be terrifying having them look over you like that. At least when you're in the kitchen on your own, you're left to your own devices, there's no one staring down at you.
Exactly. And I think that the problem is that a lot of the programmes you watch, the food programmes, you go, God, that looks great, but could I really do it?
Yeah.
And, you know, we sort of, with a Hotpoint had done this survey, found out that 90% of us cook the same things over and over.
God, have you tried and what's your tried and tested? Your comfort, you know, you get home, you got your hubby, what does he want?
He wants shepherd's pie, good old shepherd's pie. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I think it's all about saying, let me, you know, this is what I'm going to cook, but maybe I could add some herbs to it. Find out a combination of flavours that maybe go together that I've never used before. Just jazzing up what you do every day and having the confidence to do it. And I mean, you said to me earlier that, you know, you were a bit scared of cooking fish. I felt like that. And actually, it's really simple. It's a really simple thing to do. And it's so good for you and so delicious. So it's about saying, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a try. There's a great website, actually. It's hotpoint.co.uk/vital-ingredient. And there's all hints and tips of confidence and recipes and, you know, flavour combinations. So it's brilliant.
Now, speaking of confidence, you know, you are the MasterChef champion. You're clearly an excellent cook. What's the worst disaster you've ever had in the kitchen, Lisa? When it's just gone so wrong?
Well, I'll tell you, the worst and only disaster was the one that I had on national television, unfortunately.
Why? Why does it happen like that?
Do you know what? I don't know. I've actually made hollandaise sauce over and over again before for my husband. And I acted reading the recipe. And I just did acting reading instead of proper reading. And John and
what's
Greg
that, a
were
bit of
bearing
a
down.
A brow furrow
yeah,
when you're acting reading.
Exactly. The brow furrow and the sort of yes, concentrating look. And so I didn't do it. And then it all went wrong.
Oh, so anyway, you've just got to push through, though. The other week, I was too busy. I was talking to my friends at the same time. I had them around for dinner. I was supposed to be making meringues. I wasn't concentrating. And I put the eggs and the sugar in together rather than whisking first. And I was thinking, this doesn't look right, as I was whisking. And it kept going. And I thought, sorry, I'm going to put it in the oven anyway. And I created like a new thing. It was I called it a marouflé. It was like a meringue soufflé.
That's brilliant.
It's amazing.
And do you know what? That's what John always says to me. John Tarode said to me quite a few times, nobody knows what something's meant to look like.
Yeah.
Because you're making it. So you just say, that's it. That's what it's meant to look like. Yeah, you know, it's having the confidence to say it with confidence and cook with confidence.
Glide FM. On the move with Oxfordshire Carshare.
Coming up, music from The Script, and we'll get the latest news from Greg after we check the roads.
On the M40 around junction 11, southbound, one lane has been blocked because of a broken down car.